Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Alex Peasy and Courtney Cox from Carbon Events and Recreation. Always a pleasure to get you two in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Aiden.
And, you know, it's an exciting time of year because every time you drive past the recreation complex, anytime you just go down Fairgrounds Road in general, you're going to be seeing something going on, youth sports in full kick now that we're in, starting to move closer and closer into the fall. It's just so exciting to see kids back out and having a great time on those facilities.
Yeah. Yep. We have our flag football season underway. We're about halfway through that now. And then we also have our fall soccer that kicked off last week, no pun intended. And the kids are having the best time. So we love being able to support them.
You know, that's what I like about youth sports. There's something still pure about it. You know, you look at the other levels, the professional, the collegiate, and it's getting tainted by the money. You know, people are getting priced out. It's become a whole nightmare to try and navigate. But when you look at youth sports, these are kids having fun. And I think that really makes all the difference because that's what sports are really all about, getting fun and getting active.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually talked about that. The bottom line, these kids just want to be out there having a good time and playing and seeing their friends and just truly doing something. And so we have our Rookie League Junior Jazz that is going to be starting up here soon. It will run in October, and the deadline for that is tomorrow, September 10th. We'll play that Thursday evenings, and it's open to boys and girls from pre-K to second grade.
Now, if people want to register for this, what kind of cost are they looking at? Because, you know, you do have to have a little to participate in these.
Yeah, it's $40 per player. If you need a little junior jazz jersey, that is $10. We get new ones every year, and they kind of match what the jazz uniforms are this year. And so that's just a really fun way to kind of connect with the jazz. And yeah, you can go to carbonrec.com or you can call our office.
And thank goodness the Jazz don't have those highlighter yellow jerseys anymore. Those were an eyesore, and I would feel bad for any kid who would have to wear those. But, you know, it's always fun seeing them get out on the floor. Those jerseys always, they're getting nicer and nicer each year, which I'm a little jealous of. But another thing that you guys recently had, you had the Demolition Derby last Saturday, and always a big success for the community. And everyone comes out and they love it, and it all goes towards a great cause. So from the recreation department's perspective, how did that event run for you?
It was great. It was a great event this year. Our turnout crowd-wise was phenomenal. Our car turnout was actually pretty incredible. So we've been growing over the last couple of years. The group that's been putting this together, Search and Rescue, along with a few county volunteers and then Circuit, we've worked really hard to streamline some processes to make the experience better for both the spectators and the participants. And so with that, we've seen growth every year, including this year where we saw an additional 17 cars on top of what we had participate in last year's Derby. So just getting bigger and better.
And you know, that's been the theme throughout Carbon Rec for the year. I mean, every event you guys do, it feels like it's bigger and better than the last one you did. You guys are absolutely knocking it out of the park. I mean, you look at the fair, you look at the return of the Black Diamond Rodeo. Things just get, for being a rural area, you know, people are going to always say, and we always talk about it, there's nothing to do in Carbon County. There's nothing going on around here. But there is so much going on, and it's not like it's anything low quality either. You guys are putting on some very high quality events, and you just need to look out and see that, and you can have so much fun in our area.
You know, oh, go ahead.
No.
One of the things that Alex actually brought up to somebody yesterday, and I've heard her say this multiple times, is that she loves being involved in the people's memories. She loves creating things that end up being some of people's core memories. And I think that's a wonderful way to put it. We love hosting these events. We love supporting them. We love creating them ourselves and bringing them to the community. We have just as much fun watching people enjoy these things as the people are who are participating having. So it's great.
And, you know, I love that that's kind of the goal you guys have set for yourselves over at Circuit, because it's such an important part of county building is having a good recreation department like that, because without that, you're not going to be able to encourage tourists to come down here. You're not going to get local engagement. So really, it ties everything together in a nice little bow and gets everyone out and involved.
Yes.
Now, one of the last events that we wanted to talk about you have coming up, you're partnering up with Castleview Hospital. Of course, October Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you're going to be playing host to the Breast Cancer Awareness 5K Walk and Run. Always a good time when the 5Ks are out, especially when the weather gets a little cooler, not midsummer. I like these October dates for 5Ks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are teaming up with Castleview Hospital, and this was previously known as the Diva Dash. And so we're really excited to be bringing this back with them. Like you said, it's the breast cancer awareness. You can do the walk or the run. It will be October 4th, and we'll start at the hospital, and then we'll just kind of do a big loop and end back up at the hospital. You can get a race t-shirt for $12 before, I think, Saturday, 14th, Sunday, this weekend sometime, if you get it before the 14th.
14th, correct.
And then it's $20 per person, but if you get your family together, you can get a group discount, so...
You know, it's a great way to save and a great way to stay active while promoting a very good cause. I'm glad it's a walk and a run, because I normally start out in a run overestimating my ability, and then about midway through it turns into a walk. That's just my 5K progression. I don't know about you guys, but that's how these things tend to go for me.
Listen, that in itself would be overachievement for me. I'm just going to start with a walk and end with a walk.
And you know, that's probably the way I should be approaching these things. I just get a little too egotistical. I'm like, I can do this. And
good for you for believing in yourself, though. That's great.
it's a fall. Also, now with Courtney, Alex, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
One thing that I'll throw out there is we talked about Rookie League Junior Jazz, but all of our Junior Jazz registrations are open. So if you have a child who is in third to fourth grade or fifth through eighth, you don't need to wait for registration to open. It is online and it is ready to go. So go ahead and jump on carbonrec.com and get them signed up.
Well, Courtney, Alex, always a pleasure to get you here in the studio. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, that was Courtney Cox and Alex Peasy from Carbon Events and Recreation. We're talking about a few things happening over at Circuit. For more information, you can visit www.carbonrec.com. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.